This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And some guy.
Some guy named Captain.
Oh, yeah, right. I have a name. Sorry.
Captain Kickass.
It's Captain.
So welcome to it. We'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Of course, the news just keeps on coming. The hits just keep on coming with these just terrible, awful news stories about how you're going to just have a completely different life now. This so-called new normal, as they've been referring to this, where you're basically going to be living in a medical authoritarian hellscape. For lack of a better term.
Yeah. Orwell would be rolling over. He's probably rolling over in his grave right now, I think.
Yeah, and it's just awful. And I wish that there was some, you know, really cool stuff to talk about. But there really is just not anything cool to talk about. We've got some majorly uncool things, like the first quarantine concert that we can talk about coming up here tonight.
Yeah, that's...
if we get the chance.
Okay.
And in other news, I mean, there's just so much. There's San Francisco's providing free alcohol and drugs to homeless people who are quarantined in their hotels.
Yeah, Seattle was doing that for their homeless encampment as well, and people were trying to figure out how to act as if they're homeless to go get free booze and cigarettes from the state, really.
Yeah, there's just so many problems. We're going to start, though, tonight, Captain, with the... story you brought in, one of the myriad of stories that you brought in tonight about the IRS. What did we tell you about these small business loans back before, you know, when this whole thing was coming out about, oh, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars are going to give out all this money and all you got to do is just do what they say.
You just got to apply.
And then it'll be forgiven.
Yep.
And we said to you, you can't trust these people.
Nope.
I know, it's tempting, right? Like, ooh, free money. Oh, I could use that. I ain't got to jump through all these hoops. Well, I could jump through the hoops. It's free money. It's worth jumping through hoops for free money. But, oh, well, it's money being given to you by people who have no liability for their malfeasance.
Yeah, and right? no incentive to do right by the agreement either.
No, and that's my point, is when you get into an agreement with these criminals, which is what government people, that's their job. They're just criminals.
Yep.
When you get into an agreement with a criminal, you shouldn't be surprised when the terms change.
Well, in this specific organization, I don't know if our listeners know, THEIRS, it does spell the IRS, but it also spells theirs, because
yeah,
that's what your money is. It's not yours, it's theirs, and they're coming for more of it, particularly if you took out a loan.
They did issue it in the first place in the form of the Federal Reserve notes. I mean, yeah, it's a private bank or semi-private or whatever, but so yeah, you could argue that it is their money.
Though. It is theirs.
Their notes, you're just using them. They're letting you use them.
And whenever they want to take it away from you, they're gonna.
They can.
You're not going to do a damn thing about it.
Well, you could do something about it if you start planning for that eventuality, right? Like, if you know that they're going to debase the currency,
yeah,
then you buy things like gold or silver or cryptocurrency, other things that you can put your value into while the dollar still has some value.
Yeah, I'm not a financial attorney or anything, but the USD, the Federal Reserve notes, commonly known as the dollar, I'm 47 years of age, mm-hmm, and my entire life, if the value of the dollar has done nothing
decline.
But decline the entire time I've been alive. There might be little hills and valleys on the way down, but if you look at the overall chart, it's a steady decline. So
you don't even have to look at a chart. I mean, you basically have to pay a little bit of attention in your life to the prices of the things you buy.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to the price of groceries, for instance,
yep,
then you've probably had the perception over the years, over the decades, that you don't get as much for $100 in your grocery cart today as you did 10 or 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, if you're a smoker, cigarettes are your economic barometer,
mm-hmm,
right? Look at how much the per pack cost has increased over your life.
Yeah. So the point being that you cannot trust the government gang. they will do whatever they want to do, and then they will support themselves in their own court system if you try to challenge them over doing whatever it is they wanted. In this case, we're talking about this the small business loan stuff that so many businesses have been...
It's the CARES Act. They care. After.
Well, yeah, they care,
how
right?
much they care about you.
You believe that, right? Well, and what's the latest, Captain, on the way they're screwing people now?
Well, they said something about the loans themselves having no tax liability. Well, just the other night, they changed their mind in the middle of the night and said, oh, well, now there's some tax liability. So,
really?
Too bad if you were counting on that money not having any tax liability for your business, because guess what? Now it does.
Well, okay, so I'm not a tax expert. I don't like taxes at all. I try not to pay attention to them if I can avoid it. Are you saying, is this standard for loans? Meaning, like, if I loan you money... Right, like, I thought those were exempt from taxes.
Yeah, if you...
Income tax.
Well, if you make an agreement for a loan with, well, any other entity besides the government, right, you have to abide by the terms of the agreement at the time of signing.
But what I'm asking is if I get a loan from the bank, or if I get a loan from you, personal loan or whatever, is that considered taxable income generally?
Well, I don't believe the income. So... I can give you just a little bit from the article here. The IRS takes action after hours. That lifeline is being yanked away. On April 30th, late in the evening, when few people were likely paying attention, the IRS released guidance that essentially nullified much of the benefit of the Paycheck Protection Program, a.k.a. PPP, which was created under the CARES Act. It stated that those who receive PPP may not receive tax deductions for using those funds to pay expenses. That includes expenses like payroll and rent, the very point of the PPP.
So wait, they may not use a tax deduction for those things? Is that what you just said?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Whereas previously you
would have been able to.
Yes.
Wow.
And so folks were counting on that. Right, taking these loans out, they were counting on that. They, you know, there's stories about...
Just send it back.
Yeah, there's stories about people who have contacted, you know, lawyers and accountants and, you know, professionals to try and decipher some of this, what
they
it
can't
means,
figure
what
it out.
Nobody knows. Nobody can figure it out. And then now, under the cover of night, they're changing the rules.
Right, so if you thought you knew... Now they've changed.
They're changing the rules of the agreement after the agreement has already been made.
That's what the benefit of being the government is.
The deal has been altered. Pray I do not alter the deal any further.
They can do that, and there's no legal liability that they have for it.
Congress specifically drafted the legislation so that small businesses could receive PPP loans without having to count it as taxable income.
Oh.
That makes the IRS move all the more stupefying, and it could cost some small businesses on the brink more than they can afford.
Yeah. The best thing I would say is if I were one of those businesses, and I think it's a mistake to have even applied for this loan in the first place, but if you've done that and you now find yourself flummoxed, you're now confused, you're now uncertain about this situation with this loan, I would just pay it back. Oh, I'll just go ahead and pay that back then. You guys are going to tax me on whatever, however I use this money? Well, here, you can just have it back. It's okay. I'll either make it or I won't.
Well, I mean, a lot of these folks who've already received their loans have used it, of course.
Have they already? Oh,
well, that would be my guess, right? Yeah. You want to keep your employees paid. You want to, you know.
There were some people in the story, and I don't remember what night it was, but when we read about the business owners who were flummoxed by it, like not sure how to use it, they specifically hadn't used it because they didn't know how to do it. They didn't know if they were using it in the right way. Because they have to do very specific things with it.
Right.
Like spend a certain percentage of it on payroll, for instance.
Right.
In order for it to be so-called forgivable.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is not forgivable, and that's just going to put them behind the ball even more.
They give a bit of a example here. Let's say a small business owner requests and receives $600,000 to cover payroll for the 10 weeks where he or she is covered by the PPP. If they can't deduct that amount as expenses, that means their federal tax burden clocks in at a rate of 37%. That equates to a $222,000 increase in their taxable income, meaning the effective tax-free benefit of the loan is $378,000, not the $600,000 as originally, they say, intended by the law, or as originally stated
the
agreement.
That's the thing with these government goons, is the legislature can do one thing, and then the bureaucrats can interpret it differently.
It's a rope-a-dope.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you've also got some other depressing news about how many businesses are planning to close their doors permanently after so many months. I think we'll get into that coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, your situation, maybe your business, did you get one of these government loans? How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
You can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the frustrations that many business owners have found themselves embroiled with the IRS and whatever government agency it is that has issued these small business loans, so-called forgivable loans. That are out there, and the business owners are already flummoxed. They're confused as hell about how to actually spend this money to where it will be forgivable, because if you screw it up, it's not going to be forgivable.
Yep.
And then your business is even more in debt than you might have already been.
It's such a ludicrous proposition. Like, hey, do you want to play a really dangerous game? Here, go dance on some landmines. Yeah. See what happens.
Right. That's about what you're talking about here. So we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we'll also be finding out, Captain Kickass, you've got news about how many businesses are planning on just going ahead and closing up shop and never reopening again. We'll explain that on the way. But first, we go to Joe. He's in Knoxville, Tennessee. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just a clarification. I'm not a tax lawyer, but here's the deal on that deductibility thing.
Yeah.
A business that spends money it made to pay somebody or pay rent, that's called a business expense, and then they get a deduction. They don't have to pay taxes on their expense. So if you're getting forgiven money, you can't expect to get to pay less tax on that money that you're not paying. Am I making a little bit of sense?
I understand what you're saying, but this article blatantly points out that they have altered the deal in the middle of the deal. Previously, it was written in a way that would allow them to deduct that, and now they've changed the language in the deal post everybody getting these loans to say that, oh, well, now you have to pay it, where previously they said that you did not.
Well, the money isn't forgiven yet. It's a loan at this point.
Well, and there's another hook. Yeah, you know, they rushed that plan through, and I think they're just kind of doing the unintended consequences and stuff. But,
I mean, if they screwed up, then they should eat that screw up.
Well, that's how it would work in the marketplace. If you're in a rush and you sign an agreement that you made a mistake on, then you still get held to the agreement. But if you're the government, then you can just change the rules any old time you want to.
Any old time.
And I saw a thing that's interesting, that they're not going to do the loan forgiveness issue until 2 years later. I don't know why. It's a two-year thing, maybe for tax purposes or long-term loan or something like that. But the basics of the paycheck protection thing is 75% of the money has to go to employees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 25% can go to other things. But now the problem they're having is the employees getting $600 each week from their federal unemployment bonus, we'll call it.
Right.
Don't want to go back to work because they're making too much. And so
unemployment
that's going to be the
bonus. That's great wording.
Yeah, they're getting paid more than they would to go back to work. And as from what I understand, the business owners also have to pay out within a certain time frame. Like, they have to have it all spent by a certain deadline.
Yeah, okay, so that was the next thing. So June 15th is, we'll call it the true-up deadline time. That is, on June 15th, they're going to see if you have 90% of your workers back on board. If you don't, then that's the concept of non-forgiveness.
Right.
But I think it'll be a sliding rate non-forgiveness. I think they just kind of came up with a condition of the forgivability
Well, you give them a lot of credit, because I think they're going to screw them and screw them hard.
Although I would like to just harp on the unemployment thing for just a minute, the $600 bonus, if you will. Like,
per week.
Like, hey, you've been a good little stay-at-home slave. Here's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, here's what the thinking was on that. $15 living wage, 40 hours a week, $600, just in their, you know, make-believe little world. They say, we don't care what the states do. We'll just give the person a living wage in their pocket each week, and then all the rest can go goofy, and we'll have done the right thing.
It that's really sad that the government believes $15 an hour is a living wage.
Now, when you say we've done the right thing, what do you mean by that? Who's done the right thing?
We've done the right thing that we've given a person that's willing to work 40 hours what we determine is a living wage, and so we can put our head down at night that we're,
we give all the politicians $15 an hour, see how long they can live on it. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's a good
If we have any power, let's do that. Oh, we don't have any power. We can't do that.
I hear you. Now, the new excitement is the $2,000 every person, kids included, every month. In the Senate, that's been introduced by Ocasio-Cortez and a couple
it's
others.
Pronounced Alexandria O-Crazy-Ho-Cortez.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Joe? Giving out, $2,000 a month to people.
Well, it's a nice way to bribe people into
slavery.
Into slavery. I don't know. I didn't know how to say it.
Total welfare servitude, basically.
It's just UBI repackaged, right?
Right.
I don't have a problem with the concept of UBI if it's funded in a voluntary way, right? Like a GoFundMe or
UBI
some
meaning
universal basic
income,
right? I don't have a problem with the concept of it if it's pulled off in a 100% consensual and voluntary way. The problem is that when it comes to government, that is never the case. So it's just repackaged UBI
and,
now that there's some sort of a
welfare.
Crisis.
I mean, it's not just you. I mean, UBI is welfare, but this is also going to pay people per child as well. So now you're going to re-incentivize people.
Everybody alive. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, everybody alive, kids. Well, it's kind of for working class households calculated on adults and children in that working class household.
If it passes, it's still just a proposal, but it's going to be hard for these politicians not to pass this.
Well, and where does that money come from that they're going to pay?
They're going to print it.
Well, of course, but then who has to pay it back?
Well, these are just straight up giveaways.
Well, I mean, so the government contracts the Federal Reserve to print the money, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Right, which is just adding some zeros to some bank accounts, right?
And actually printing it.
Which, of course, inflates the money supply, which means whatever dollars you happen to have on hand have gone down in value.
Yeah, that's right. The $2,000 is not going to buy in another few years what it is buying now. Maybe even sooner than a few years.
Maybe in a few weeks. We don't know.
Who knows? Who knows how crazy it's going to get? I mean, I did have a story here in my show prep tonight about the national debt just jumped up to $25 trillion for the first time.
Trillion! That's with a T!
It jumped up $1 trillion in just 28 days, according to the story at CNSNews.com.
28 days.
Yeah, and I don't think that includes the other trillions that are still coming out the pipe going into these small business loans and elsewhere. So thank you, Joe, for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. You seem really knowledgeable about a lot.
Yeah, I like
stuff,
that guy.
So
he's fun.
Thanks for the info. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How many businesses are planning on closing up shop entirely? It just happened to a restaurant chain, Sweet Tomatoes and some other
97
variant.
Stores,
yeah,
or something?
100 stores. Closing forever. 855-450 free like freedom. Plus, how many Americans think this is a good thing? They don't want to see reopening happening. We'll tell you that.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of three children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness shares symptoms with toxic shock and Kawasaki disease.
These children happen to have the COVID antibodies or be positive for COVID, but those were not the symptoms they showed when they came into the hospital system.
He says the state health department is reviewing 73 cases where children had swollen blood vessels and heart problems. U.S. regulators have approved a new kind of COVID-19 test. It can quickly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs taken from inside the nasal cavity. The antigen test is the third kind to be authorized by the FDA. This is USA Radio News. There are smiles this weekend in the popular resort town of Ocean City, Maryland, where the beach and boardwalk has reopened. WJZ-TV reporter Mike Helgren talked to business owners.
I think something has to give a little bit, and it has to start somewhere.
They should know by now to stay 6 feet apart, and I think it's a good idea.
But it won't help hard-hit small businesses.
I own several stores in different cities, and it's been devastating. But there's no business. We're down 80%.
But people in states that haven't reopened are angrily protesting. This man is at the Statehouse in Kansas and is urging more to use their rights to protest.
That's right, guys. This freedom is over this way. Keep on going.
In Russia, President Vladimir Putin has marked the 75th anniversary of Victory Day. It's Russia's most important holiday, honoring Russia's defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories, perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So I wish there was some, like, you know, good news to announce, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell you that the so-called reopening is good news. I mean, it's being postured as though it's good. All these, you know, governors trying to make it look like they're doing something for the economy after laying waste to their economies in the various different states by destroying people's opportunities, taking away the ability to do business at the threat of actual violence. Because we've seen business owners arrested. We've seen businesses being shuttered, forcibly shuttered by government gangsters. And we've seen individuals who were entrepreneurial, not, you know, business owners per se, like with a storefront, but just, you know, you could call them up and they'd come over and, like, clip your nails or do your hair or something like that. In Texas, those people were done a sting operation on and put under arrest. So,
sad.
So after destroying people's business opportunities, now you've got these governors saying, we're reopening here in Georgia, here in, you know, whatever other states are so-called reopening. And they all now have plans, or at least most of them, that I've seen, you know, talking about publicly, have these plans.
Yeah, micromanagement plans.
Total micromanagement.
And just the fact that they're using the term reopen is I think it's a slight to all of the people who are unemployed, to all the people who no longer have a business, to all the people who don't know if they're going to have a business in the very near future. I think it is not only a slight, it's an insult. It is a direct slap in the face because nothing is reopening. They are micromanaging a little bit at a time, and when they find stuff that they really like and like how it works and like how it keeps you down, then they apply those things to the next round and refine it a little bit more. They're going to micromanage all of the business, all of the entrepreneurs right out the door.
It's not reopening how you want. It's reopening how they want.
Yes.
It's doing what they say. Although there's an interesting argument, and I do have a story from the Washington Times about it, that governor's orders are not laws, even though everybody's treating them as though they are, even under their own system.
Yeah.
They're not even laws. So we can talk about that, too. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Captain, you had another follow-up sort of business-related story, though, on how so many of these business owners are hurting, and what are their plans long term? I mean, a lot of businesses might be able to weather a month, maybe 2 months, with seriously downed revenues or zero revenues, but 6 months?
I'd just like to remind all of our listeners that when they first started talking about flattening the curve and everybody stay home and you'll close your business for two weeks. It was two months later. Yeah, we're into going on the eighth week, maybe? We're into the seventh week,
around that,
thereabouts. So, yeah. And so, this from the Washington Examiner, the headline reads, 52% of American small businesses expect to close within 6 months because of all the government mandates around the coronavirus.
Yeah.
52%.
That's crazy, man.
That's more than half. More than half of all small businesses expect to close within 6 months.
And all those jobs gone with that.
Gone.
And how many of those people are going to be on welfare and, as we've talked about before, not going to want to get off the welfare because it's paying them so good. Why bother go back to work if you can just get paid to sit around and get high?
So apparently this new survey from the Society for Human Resource Management found that 52% of American small businesses expect to be out of business within 6 months, according to Bloomberg News. The survey of 375 firms was conducted between April 15th and 21st, so
almost a month ago.
A little while ago, and doesn't factor in, quote, improved business conditions that were announced since then. I don't think the conditions have improved one iota.
It's a load. I mean, here in New Hampshire, now look, all the different states have different plans or whatever, so they're not all the same. We can't compare them directly. But in New Hampshire, they are allowing golf courses, beauty salons, and barbershops and drive-in theaters as the only so-called non-essential businesses that are allowed to reopen in the next few weeks.
And just the fact that when we talk about this on the radio, we have to use the terminology, they are allowed. They are allowed.
Well,
allowed. Because they weren't allowed to reopen before. You're only allowed to reopen when your masters say so.
Right. When the central planners determine. That didn't work with communism, by the way, and it doesn't work, and it never will work, and that's why this is so terrifying for business owners, because all of their ability to make decisions for themselves has been stripped from them, or at least that's the way they're behaving. Now, I think that business owners should just do what they want. I think they should reopen. I think they should take the risk. You're at risk anyway. You're going to lose your 52% going to close their business within 6 months.
Yeah.
What have you got to lose? If that's what it's going to come down to, is this is going to put you out of business, well, then you don't have anything to lose at that point. You could just go right ahead and open up your business.
Yeah.
And what if more than one business did it? Because we've seen these stories about the Dallas salon owner.
Yep.
We've seen a story about a guy in Maine who had a restaurant.
Yep.
Well, you know, so like over here, over there, here in this state, there's one guy. Now, maybe there's more than one. They're just not making the news.
Right.
That's a possibility. And if that's true, if there are places where business owners have reopened without asking permission, who aren't following whatever diktats are being handed down, I would love to know about it.
Give us a call.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll talk first to Bruce. He's in Bruce in Klamath Falls, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, Bruce.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Hey, I just got a question. I work with a couple of nonprofits, and what if we take a loan with them did they make any new rulings on how a nonprofit has to handle the money and what is the consequence of taking their money?
Are you asking us because you think we know?
So the answer to your question is, I don't know. I don't think so. And also, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. It doesn't seem like really anybody knows either because...
This is true.
Because
yeah.
Everybody's got an opinion. Okay, so in legal land, which is what we're talking about here, because when you get into a business with the government, you're now in their world completely.
Yep.
You are their bitch. And as you pointed out, Captain, they could change the rules if they want to. But even if they didn't change the rules arbitrarily in the middle of the agreement, let's just say they actually did keep to whatever the rules were, trying to figure out what those are is also its own challenge.
Yeah.
People don't understand, and the so-called experts that they're consulting with, their attorneys and tax advocates or tax experts or whatever, they don't know either. People are very, very concerned. They can't get a straight answer out of the government.
Yep.
So, you know, to me, it's highly, highly risky to take any of these loans from the state.
It would be probably better to take a loan from, like, say, the mafia. That it would to take a loan from the United States government.
Bruce, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I just I'm worried about any of the people out there that have been suckered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
Well, and let's not forget about the 34 million freshly unemployed people as well.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bruce. I appreciate it. Oh, also... Again, not a tax expert, not a financial, you know, advice guy, but if you take a loan if you take a loan out from the government,
mm-hmm.
and if you take a loan out from just like a bank,
mm-hmm.
and then you go through bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
that's going to wipe out the loan from the bank. Is it going to wipe out the loan from the government?
Ooh, that is a good... I mean, probably not. I don't know. I know the United States government's... The only thing that can't get wiped off of a bankruptcy is student loans, and that's something that they provide. So I don't know.
But
does that apply to this loan as well? That's a good question.
Yeah, because, you know, like the student loans don't get wiped out because it's a special category, but is this also a special category of something that can't be wiped out due to bankruptcy?
Or will it be in the near future? Let's not give them any ideas, Ian.
Right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855. Forget I said that. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up what you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord lines. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight in that studio, it's me, Ian.
And the captain, broadcasting from the United States of Hysteria.
That's how it is these days, and it's not getting any better. By the way, bitcoin.com is a great place to go to learn about something that it's not too late to get into. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, the various other cryptocurrencies.
I read an article the other day that said, you know, after analyzing all of the possible investments and, you know, that kind of thing that are available in looking for what could be the next Bitcoin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They determined that the next Bitcoin is still Bitcoin. Yeah, it's still like
it's killing everything, yeah, it's, as far as investments, yeah, and returns are considered. I mean, it's the best investment in 2020 so far. It's the best investment in the last decade, by the way,
yeah.
As well. Now, it's not necessarily just an investment. I mean, that's how a lot of people look at it.
Right.
But it's supposed to be a currency. And the original Bitcoin is, it's kind of having a little growing pains.
Sure.
The fees have gone a little bit crazy. But there's other cryptos like Bitcoin Cash that are competitive, that have much lower fees. And you can go and learn about that stuff over at Bitcoin.com.
It's a great place. Yeah,
just get
fantastic.
Started. Get started learning about cryptocurrency. Especially if you've got a little more time on your hands now. There is a little learning curve. It's easier now than it's ever been. So there's really no reason not to go and spend 10 minutes or 30 minutes. Go and just, you know, check out Bitcoin.com and poke around and, you know, learn about some stuff. Watch some introduction videos or go through their Bitcoin Academy or whatever it's being called these days. They changed the name of it a couple times, yeah, but there's always like a little get started intro thing that they've got there, and it's usually pretty well done. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to Surf Daddy in Ventura, California. Surf Daddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I'm a small business owner, and I have had to lay off pretty much everybody. I'm down from six to one person now. But,
wow. What's the industry?
Cleaning business. So
okay.
I'm allowed to work. We're just, the demand has dropped off so much.
Right.
But that's not really what I was calling about. So I live in a county of about 900,000 people, and we've only had a total of 19 confirmed deaths. Almost every one of them was in really bad shape to begin with, so they're questionable. But there's a video out. They just extended our lockdown. And on YouTube, you could look up this video. There's an excerpt of it about 3 minutes long. They are employing in California contact tracers. And what their job is, is their job is to trace people that have come into contact with people that have either gotten COVID or are around people with it. And they actually talk about removing people from the home if there's only one bathroom. So if you get COVID-19 and there's only one bathroom in the home and there's four people living there, they're going to physically remove you from that.
Wow. Home. So now they're coming to your homes.
Yeah, look it up. This is for real. And this is in my county, which is and we're the pilot county in the state of California. They're talking about employing 20,000 of these people in our state to do this.
Yeah, and it won't be the last of the newly created government's, you know, entities that employ people because of this whole nonsense, right? Nothing is as permanent as a temporary government program, and also nothing grows faster than these temporary government programs when it comes to hiring people to make sure that everybody else is in compliance with their rules.
So let me see if I got this straight, Surf Daddy. You said that in your county in California, that there's these contact tracers are going to be hired by the government. They're going to go after people who've tested positive for COVID, and then they're going to remove. Who are they going to remove from the home? Is it the COVID person, or are they going to remove other people?
The infected person.
Where are they going to put them?
And I don't know. Well, you know what they're doing downtown Ventura here. They've removed all. We have a big homeless problem, like every city in California.
Right.
They've rounded them all up. They have a hotel right downtown, beautiful area near the beach. They have the hotel fenced off where they can't accommodate them in the rooms. They've built a tent city.
They're purchasing
all of their drugs and alcohol and just letting them go to town.
Man, that's what's happening in San Francisco. I've got that in my story. Thank you, Surf Daddy, for the call. Keep us in the loop as to what develops out there, because, of course, the most insane stuff is going to happen in California. But in San Francisco, according to WashingtonTimes.com, they're providing free alcohol, methadone, and medical cannabis to homeless people quarantining in hotels during the coronavirus pandemic. Do you want to talk about an absolute hell? Can you imagine being the hotel owner where the government goons come in and they're like, well, we're just going to be taking over your hotel now.
Guess what? We're going to fill it with homeless.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you for it. But I'll tell you this. The homeless people are going to destroy so much stuff in this hotel. Whatever payment they're getting from the government isn't going to be enough to cover it. And then there have been people who've talked about these situations where they did take like contracts from the government to take care of homeless people, and the damage that was done to the rooms, for instance, you know, by these people who don't care. I mean, your normal hotel guest doesn't really care that much if they, you know, if something gets broken or whatever, but they're not S-faced, drunk, booting up heroin or whatever in the rooms generally, so you're not going to see as much damage to a hotel room from your typical guest, whereas you will see far more from a bunch of drunk. I'm not saying everyone who's homeless is drunk, right, but a bunch of people who really are not known for taking care of themselves, let alone anything else.
I want to go back to the caller's point about these contact tracers.
Mm-hmm. Scary stuff.
And I've read a couple of articles. I didn't have any on my show prep for today for whatever reason, but I've seen a couple of headlines, and I've breezed through a couple of articles, but I believe, and maybe the callers who have, you know, read up on this can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the caller said that they would take out the infected. I don't believe that is true. I believe that they will take out the infected and those whom ever they've traced to have come in contact with the infected, whether or not they actually have it, right? So it's being positioned as a form of quarantine, right? So here's one guy who's infected. He touched, let's say, 50 people. So these contact tracers go out and find these 50 people and quarantine them, whether or not they're symptomatic.
Scary. It's scary stuff, and that's what you're going to likely hear more about very soon. And it makes me wonder, why would anyone want to go and find out whether they have COVID now? Because if you become COVID positive or whatever, if you test positive for it, then you're on this list, and then one of these goons is going to come to your house and get into your business. Like, how's that going to help anybody? What's the benefit of this? Why would you even want to know if you've got COVID at this point, you know? I don't want to know. If I get sick and I survive it, I don't care what it was.
Right.
Let's go on. We got Jill. She's in Richmond, Virginia, listening to WNTW. Hello, Jill.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, Jill.
I think that one solution to these things, the control they're taking over business, might just be outright defiance.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is.
I mean, and if they tell you to pay a fine, tell them I'm not going to pay it, and don't pay it. And just keep, they tell you we're taking your license away, then they just operate without a license.
Yeah. I wish more people thought like you did.
And if enough business people start doing that, there may be so many of them that they may not be able to enforce it anymore, and they might just say, oh, what heck with it.
Yeah, you are. You're spot on, Jill. The people don't know just how much power they have if they would all act in unison against, you know, the powers that they believe have control over them.
That's the long lady over in Texas. What's her name? Shelley Luthor?
Shelley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, me, I don't care about beauty parlors. I just grow my hair long and don't cut anything but the bangs, and I put it up myself. Even so, I think if she were in this town and I knew where her salon was, I might pay a visit to that salon anyhow and maybe just slap down a few bucks on the counter and say, use this to pay your lawyer.
I would want to, but on the other hand, I also wouldn't want to. And let me tell you why. Because she, like a lot of these business owners that are you know, getting, and rightfully so, lauded for opening up their businesses. Mm-hmm. There's also people who hate them for it, but, you know, we like it. We appreciate it. But I also don't like this sort of appeasement mentality that they're trying to do. Oh, well, I'm requiring social distancing in my business, and we have to wear masks, and all my employees have to wear masks, and all my customers have to wear masks. We're staying away from everybody, and you can only come in one at a time. And, you know, like, they're doing everything they can. They want to show how much they're jumping over themselves to, you know, jump through all these arbitrary hoops. Just put up the hoops. We'll jump, and we just want to be able to be in business. And to me, it's like, that's just too much appeasement. Thank you, Jill, though. I really appreciate where you're coming from.
Thanks, Jill.
I agree with her. If business owners actually did just open up.
Yeah.
And I don't mean do it how the government wants you to.
Yeah.
I mean do it how you think is best for your business. It would change everything and it'd be overnight. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.